Welcome back to Air Chronicles, the podcast where we decode the past, the present, and future of artificial intelligence. Today, we're stepping into a place where truth is weighed, decisions are final, and precedent is everything. The courtroom. But this time, the defendant, is not human. I am Chukwu Nonso Modi, so let's dive right in. Right, can a machine be guilty? If an AI misdiagnoses a patient, if a self-driving car makes a deadly error, if a chatbot pushes someone over the edge, who exactly takes the blame? The coder? The company? The algorithm itself? Is justice, but with a side of code. Now let's talk about accountability in the age of AI. AI does not have intent. It doesn't feel guilty, doesn't even know if it made a mistake. So, can it be held responsible? Some legal scholars say no, AI is just a tool, like a hammer. The real fault lies with whoever built or used it. But others argue, AI systems are becoming so complex and autonomous. They make decisions beyond what any human intended. And that in itself deserves a new kind of justice system. Take this real-world example. In 2018, a self-driving Uber vehicle struck and killed a pedestrian in Arizona. The onboard AI did not classify her as a threat. Uber's human backup driver was distracted. No charges were filed against Uber. But then, what about the algorithm that made the decision? It kept running. Unpunished, unaware, untouched. Now this causes us to ask, what happens when AI errors pile up in banking, in policing, in healthcare, and no one is truly accountable? Do we need an AI legal framework, a robot rights charter, or maybe even robot responsibility laws? And if we create sentient AI in the future, will the courtroom have to evolve to try machines with minds of their own? Now, one thing is clear. Justice isn't just about people anymore. I mean, as AI continues to shape decisions and lives, our laws must catch up, and it must catch up fast. So next time you're on the road, in the hospital, or even applying for a loan, you might be judged by a machine. But the question is, who in itself is judging the machine? Alright, thank you for listening to the AI Chronicles. Not forget to like, subscribe, and share. And if you're curious about AI and accountability or what we just talked about, drop your thoughts in the comments. Until then, stay curious, stay human, and keep watching the code.